braids. A black girl and her braids. A black girl and her braids. She about to hit the stage and take it on a raid.
Oh, hey! My goodness.
And they asked, who are the three women who've influenced you? In you know, and you have to veer away from my mom, you know, but who are the women who have impacted you? And I actually mentioned your name.
Did you see when she was walking towards them?
Like, I felt it.
And then she didn't even know how to get ready.
I know.
She was like, she's looking.
The gunshot was like trauma.
Yes, and then I'm a happy drunk.
Welcome, everybody, to the first edition of Dubai Diasporas. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, your self-proclaimed capable host. For a very long time, I have been battling with the thought of telling compelling stories of not people who have already made successful journeys in their lives in Dubai, but tell the stories of the people who are greasing the wheels of the economy on a day-to-day basis and living their best lives in this beautiful city. I could have not thought of a more capable person to be my first guest on this show. The one, the only. This is one of the few human beings in Dubai who can say, she knew me before I had this, before puberty. She's a maestro, an amazing storyteller. Her hair is gold, honey. She made me go natural and embrace my own natural beauty. She's an HR professional, which she'll tell us more about. I really don't want to define her with her accolades, but her personality is just absolutely outstanding. With me in studio is the one, the only, the gorgeous Momo in the building.
Oh my gosh, was that about me?
Girl.
And I was like, her hair. I was like, ooh, my girl, my braids.
Your braids. A black girl and her braids.
A black girl and her braids.
She about to hit the stage and take it on a raid.
Oh my goodness.
Girl, it's been long.
It's been long, darling.
How are you doing? You're looking gorgeous.
Thank you.
Ageless, timeless, and stainless.
I just decided since I'm going to be here with my amaka, I need to make sure I look
good. Come on. It's the hoops and the belts.
Hello.
And the cargo. You're giving Gen Z. Not trying to fit in, but I'm standing out.
Oh, Lord.
I love it.
Not trying to fit in, but
how
I'm standing out. Good girl.
What's good? What's new?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know where to start. But before we begin, what have we forgotten?
You know what time it is. Amaka and Momo. Amaka and Momo. Amaka. Amaka. Amaka and Momo.
Oh my God. That brings back so many memories. Like, girl, don't you feel like this is everything coming full circle?
I love this, what is happening here, because it's like, you remember when we started at our former workplace?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then we would just record our little Snapchats, and then from there you set up your podcast studio and everything, and then now here we are.
Here we are, girl.
Okay.
And I don't know why I feel like this is a stepping stone to
I'm
something
feeling,
greater.
Feeling
oh my God.
Girl, you're amazing.
I got lashes.
Yeah.
My foundation was $46. I cannot cry.
Not today.
But yes, like, it's just, and that's why I said in the introduction, I couldn't think of a better person that I would want to do this with, because you're one person, one of the few people that I don't have to explain my soul to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get me good, bad, and ugly. And that's why today I was just like, this is the girl who's going to give me that boost, that jolt to kickstart this thing and drive and push me to keep it keeping on. And at the end of the day, this is to also tell you, just in case you didn't know, that it's not that this is an interview. You're a co-host.
Are you seeing me? I was sitting down. I was like this. I'm waiting for my questions.
You're a co-host. So let's just do our thing.
Yes.
Let's just do our thing. So have you been since we last spoke?
Oh, my gosh. The last time we spoke. Oh my God, I actually remember I'd actually done these braids that time.
True.
Remember when you were oiling my scalp?
And it was the exact same story the previous day.
Yes. So the braids again are here.
Girl.
And then it was.
And they're giving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So ever since then, oh my goodness, I'm just going to spill all my tea.
Tea spill. That's why we are here.
So ever since then, of course, I think that was the time that I left my stupid. toxic hellhole.
Yes.
You know.
The toxic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Forget those.
Yes.
And then I went through a breakup. So the person I was dating and I broke up.
Juicy. Okay. Speaking of breakup, I can relate. Continue.
So this is going to it's going to be the breakup show.
Healing.
The healing show.
We don't have a table, but this is what's that show for Jada Pinkett?
The red table. But we don't have a table.
But it's fine. We don't need one. We already brought the what we are.
We
bringing,
are the table.
We are the table. We are the table. We don't need the
what
table.
What are you bringing to the table? We are bringing ourselves.
Yes.
So yeah. Went through a breakup.
Okay.
Which was tough. I won't say it was emotionally tough. I'll just say that it was a long time coming, unfortunately.
Got it.
And it happened during a time when I'd left that toxic hellhole. Because, mm-hmm. Sorry, I can't relate this place to any other words.
Please do not even edit or try or sugarcoat. Say it like you mean it. Mean it like
exactly,
you say
I mean it like I say
yes,
it.
With your full chest.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm healing from this toxic place.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my relationship isn't going great.
Mm-hmm.
And then interviewing, going on various interviews here and there.
Okay.
And luckily, I was able to secure a role, which I wasn't 100% sure about.
Mm.
It was going to be in Abu Dhabi. I was like, I don't think I want to deal with the effects of a breakup and then move into a whole new city. So luckily, the place where I was working, where I'm currently working, actually, they were open to me doing 50-50 between Abu Dhabi and Dubai. So that allows me to at least maintain the comfort and the connections that would help me heal through the process of my breakup.
Correct.
So once, of course, the breakup happened, I had to move out. I had to find a new place.
Mm.
And I did. I was scared. I was thinking that I can't do it.
Mm.
But I did. And that whole journey showed me how strong I am.
You've literally answered my next question because I was going to ask you, like, what's the one thing that you've learned from this particular breakup?
That I can do anything.
Come on. Say it louder for the people at the back.
I can do anything.
Hello, is the Lord's doing?
Is the Lord's doing?
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
So it literally showed me that I can do anything. I can manage anything. So went through that. It's weird because I thought after the breakup, I won't be able to fully and emotionally apply myself to my job, but my new job helped me because I had a focus.
Mm.
I had something to focus on. I had something to put all my emotions into. And to be honest with you, there's been no tear shed.
Amazing.
I'm happy. I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, when you genuinely love someone,
correct, set them
you
free.
Want them to also be happy.
Correct.
And we had reached that place where we just weren't.
And so, I think it's a massive realization, especially for someone like you, where your lives were already intertwined.
Yes.
Like, that separation must have been hectic.
It was.
And then I think you were going through a season of transition in that out with the old, in with the new.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that your company was lenient enough to actually accommodate your request to split between Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Because people, even like when you're moving within the same country,
hey,
you need a new waxing lady,
mm-hmm.
a new place for mani pedi.
Thank you.
It's crazy.
That is all the things I was thinking about. I was like, who's going to make my hair? Who's going to do my massages? Who's going to, you know? And when I'm worried,
soft life, babe.
Hey, soft life,
you
babe.
Know,
come on.
I'm not here for suffration.
I'm not.
You know?
So I think there are people who I would tell these things to and they're like, why is she being
so vain,
but no. It was just thinking, focusing on those small things.
Correct.
Helped me not focus on the bigger aspect.
I understand you 100% because recently I've come to realize that I'm not the kind of person who's very comfortable with new experiences unless someone who understands me validates it for me and says, no, Amaka, I think you like this. Remember when we went to this restaurant, you like this meal. It's
exactly.
Something close. I think you'll enjoy this too. But for me to outrightly go somewhere new and like completely try, impossible can't. impossible cannot.
Not happening.
No. I prefer, like, I go to certain restaurants and when I go there, like, if the waiter is smart enough, he already knows this one doesn't like olives, this one doesn't like this extra garlic, extra mushrooms. That's just how I am.
Like, exactly.
My comfort zone, especially like in terms of food and like fun activities are amazing. I recently posted like a series of videos of me having fun. And you know how people randomly gossip about you on Instagram? I mean, if they're not talking about you, then you should ask yourself if you're really relevant.
Hello.
So this girl was, I think, sending a message about my video to someone else.
Ooh, and then they sent it to me. Hello.
And of course, I received it with grace.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Blue ticks.
It's like, oh, this girl, she just goes to the same clubs. Those clubs are so old and outdated. She doesn't even go to like high-end posh Urla, I don't know where, and this and that. How does she expect to find the husband and the man of note she's looking for in these low-caliber areas? And she sent it to me.
You lie.
That was my exact reaction, Momo. I just...
We're going to discuss this later after we finish all of this.
Yeah.
Because I need you to send me their profiles.
Well, I did not block her because I want her to see the greatness that is awaiting me. Yes.
That is so strange.
Like, people will constantly try to make you feel like you need to fit into a certain box to appeal to a certain demographic, to meet a certain people. But let me tell you, my dear brother, my dear sister, what is yours will never miss your door.
Exactly. And this is the thing that it's literally something I was discussing with a friend the other day,
mm-hmm.
is that it's almost like we're living in a world where everyone expects you to fit into the box of their life.
Mm.
You need to do things the way they do those things.
Correct.
In order for you to be living life right.
Correct.
You know?
Mm.
But at the end of the day, we are not looking at people as whole individuals.
Correct.
Who want to go to certain places because those places make them happy.
Vibes.
Have you thought that the fact that maybe I'm just happy going here?
Correct.
Maybe I don't want to go to Ula or Ola or whatever. La la la.
Yeah, go and swing on that famous swing somewhere.
Swing what? Swing. No. We went to swings. We had a very happy childhood. We were swinging.
Tell them, Momo. Tell them.
Our childhood was good. Very happy.
We did not skip steps.
We did all of that.
Children from Luna Park.
Honestly. And then are you seeing us?
Hello.
Please, all this outfit, a laugh, swing.
Impossible.
No, I'm sorry.
It cannot happen.
There are certain places we want to go because they make us happy. We enjoy the vibe. We enjoy the energy.
Yes.
And it's not just about the aesthetics. Yes, that is good, but that's not the only thing that we're thinking about when we go out.
Correct. And that's another thing that I feel echoes what you've just mentioned. There's too much emphasis on aesthetic.
Mm.
And there's narrowness when it comes to experience.
Mm.
For me, I need a blend of both. Like, yes. I miss those days where clubs were just so simple. Now there has to be a swing.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a monkey following you up and
fountain.
Down. There has to be Sujuy Elmo coming out and twerking.
Fireworks.
My
like, rod.
I know, like, all these things are Instagrammable, but I'm just here, like, to have a good time. The music is what just sets my spirit on fire.
Mm.
I mean, it can appeal to everyone else, but just because it doesn't appeal to me doesn't mean that I'm less than.
Exactly.
In terms of that experience. Mm. That's just my vibe.
Yeah, that is.
We might not be vibrating on the same frequency. That's fine.
Hello. Everyone is on their own frequency. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite shocked that someone said that.
Besides that, what's new?
Nothing much. To be honest, I've been very boring.
Momo and boring.
Yes. I mean,
I'm sorry to bring this up, but I have to ask you.
Tell
me. You know, I live for your Insta stories.
Okay,
and I think, like, you need to start, like, a page that says, the unconventional HR lady. Because I just love how you make your experiences at work very raw, real, and relatable.
Yes.
The guy you interviewed the other day and his bonus.
So for those who may not be aware of this story.
Gifting.
So basically, you know, I was in the middle of interviewing someone. It's more of a senior leadership type of role. And, you know, this person, we were really keen on this person.
Mm.
Just to summarize it without giving up too much information. But it ended up that this person's bonus was you know, he'd shared that the bonus would be something he would give us.
Mm.
And so that we, in order for us to secure employment with him, we would cover that bonus for
Correct.
Him so he can come and join us.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this person told us what his bonus was, we were
I
was like, ah.
It should be you interviewing me.
Hey, are you looking for a wife now?
A life partner?
Are you looking for a life
My mama
partner?
Didn't raise no fool.
My mama didn't raise no fool.
And that's what I've been telling people. Screw the dating apps. LinkedIn is where it's at. LinkedIn is a dating site on its own.
Yes.
I can analyze your entire history, see those industries that you've worked in. I start researching them so that if we get into the email, I know those words that will be like, you know, hot topics for you. And then now by the time we sit down and have a one-on-one icebreaker. Come on.
In growing industries.
In growing, dynamic, growing industries. All those hot tech bros.
You have to be intelligent, ladies.
Sense will not kill you.
It will never.
You are there just Tindering on Tinder. Uh-huh. Tinder is sending you a notification. Swipe. Oh, Tinder without Momo is like pizza without cheese. It's okay, stay there.
Leave me alone, no. And that's the thing, now that you mentioned like something like Tinder is, you know, of course now I'm single.
Mm-hmm. Are you mingling?
No, I'm not.
You know,
I'm
I was told that you have to be very specific when you ask this question because I'm single.
Okay, are you mingling?
I'm attached. You have to confirm. Attached means there's a few talking stages.
Okay.
That I'm particularly interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm currently going through a heartbreak.
You mentioned that.
In a very weird situation.
Tell me.
My sneaky link is dating. This has been my solace. This has been the one call where I just, how far?
Yeah.
How are you doing? You know, for biological reasons, exactly. Sometimes you need a tune-up.
Mental health.
You know, like.
Mental health day.
Hello? And I've noticed because this is Shark Week for me.
Okay.
And I'm sorry for anybody who experienced me last week and anybody who is about to experience me next week, good luck. My sneaky link would have helped us, but he's dating and he has decided that
he
wants to be loyal and faithful. You know the worst part about this breakup, Momo? It's hurting, but how do I even start justifying?
You knew what it was.
I knew what it was going in.
Exactly.
The terms and conditions were set up from
day
one. They were
very clear.
Like, this is what we do.
Exactly.
There is no sleeping over. Mm. You collect, you go. Mm-hmm. It's simple mathematics.
That is it.
Maximum breakfast after that, no texting, no nothing, until the next.
Finish your coffee hapo kwa mlango.
Yeah, and
at the door.
Carry your ala and go. But now he's dating. I don't know how I feel. Mm-hmm. A part of me wants to scatter that relationship because I know the babe. That's the worst part.
Let me just keep quiet.
Anyway, that's Shark Week talking, so I will be on my best behavior. As you can see, I'm still in the stage of denial. Wow. Yeah, so I'm healing, guys. Give me time. I'm not myself right now.
But it's good he's told you, and he's not one of those people who's maintaining those double relationships.
And actually, that's what I respected him most for him. Mm. Weirdly, Jesus Christ. Weirdly enough, him being cutthroat and honest with me made me even more attracted to him. Because that was like an expression of maturity.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have to walk into a brunch and then see him all lovey-dovey with someone because that would have been an international shock.
Exactly.
Do you understand? Mm. So he called me and he was like, yo, do you want to catch up? We went somewhere. We have this place. I'm going to give them a shout-out, Suyaya. Mm-hmm. So we went to Suyaya and I was like, this one that you've brought me outside, I thought our agreement was only for inside.
Was inside. So on the
literally.
Hina.
Mm-hmm. This is why I wish I had a drink to sip. But it's fine.
It's okay.
Sip it for me. And he was like, so you know, me and this babe, we've been talking for a while, blah, blah, blah. And frankly speaking, in the beginning, he did ask, like, what if in the situation? And I was like, quack, 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 quack. I can never be attracted to you like that.
Yeah.
It's just a chemistry thing that we have. But, you know, we are good the way we are. Let's not try and build castles in the air.
Yeah.
He actually proposed and said, like, what if we end up actually liking each other? And I shut him down.
Mm-hmm. And now here we are. I'm sorry, girl.
I'm not okay.
Do you know what the weirdest thing is? When you told me about your sneaky link, I thought, I was like, maybe I should step out
Express,
of my comfort
you
zone.
Know?
And, you know, find someone.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't find them. It just happens.
Mama. It just happens.
It just happens. Like, oh, God. If I give too many details, then it would be a bit obvious. But anyway, who cares? One life. Mine was like one day I got really, really, really tipsy.
Mm.
And I had my car keys. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, let's just take a moment to say RIP, DJ Babu, you're a legend. And it's really sad that things turned out the way they did, but continue rocking in the afterlife, and may God grant you the serenity and the peace to rest in peace. Mm-hmm. So I was a bit tipsy and he took my car key and he was like, no, you can't drive, blah, 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 blah. So he drove me home.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to call a cab and then go, because he doesn't have a car, but he has a license.
Mm.
So then I was like, you can chill, you can sleep over if you want. And he was a perfect gentleman. He slept on the couch.
Yeah.
So in the morning, I'm like, when he starts all coming back to you and you're like, what's going on here? But there was like a weird energy between us. And then when he was now leaving, that's when there was like an exchange of energy.
A little bit of fireworks.
Small fireworks.
Two crackers.
Yes. It was a bit of Diwali going on.
Oh,
you know?
It was big ones. Okay.
So, of course, I told him, please come and be going. What nonsense. First of all, he's younger than me, which is extremely of my opposite spec. Napenda wababa.
Wababas.
Wababas. And then we bumped into each other another time in the club, and then it just happened.
Mm.
And then there was a conversation after it happened, and we were all very open about our situations. And yeah, it just became something. Ooh. And now.
And now it's kumbe something, ikawa ni nothing.
And that's the part. Momo, by the way, ujanishopwa, by the way. Sida catch. But it's true.
No, this is it.
It's true. It's actually true.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you questions now.
Okay, therapist Momo. So
you know, I'm not going to dive deep into what that was.
Okay.
But now how would you advise someone who's like me, who's very, I'm very reserved.
Okay. That's true.
Yes, I'm very reserved.
You're bubbly out there, but naturally your demeanor is very calm.
I'm very calm. Yeah. So there's no way I'm going to like naturally have like a sneaky link or whatever.
Mm.
But what would you advise a girl who wants to step out of her comfort zone and actually do get a sneaky link?
My dear,
what
you see,
is
this
there?
Is why they what say women there? Don't have sense. This is a classic example of women not having sense. Because
but what
this
if?
Woman, what I'm if? Telling her the story of how my sneaky link has ended. Instead of her learning from my mistake, she wants to now experience it on her own.
But
surely.
Honestly, no, I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
I don't know, girl. I think for me, I totally understand you, because in terms of being sexually liberated, I'm also a late bloomer. And I feel like in my 20s, I was extremely career focused, goals, feminism. I'm not in that boat anymore. Don't ask me why, but that's a conversation for another. Hey, feminism, equality for who? Me, I'm looking for equity, please.
Yes.
No. Why should I go and fight with a man for equality 50-50? We are not
I
the
don't
same.
Want it.
I don't want it. So I feel like in my 20s, I was in that trope of fixed. I wanted a certain lifestyle, achieve a certain success.
Mm.
But then it goes back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
I was trying to fit into a box of what success looked like generally.
Mm.
I didn't create a box of what success looks like for me.
Okay.
However, with that being said, I'm glad that I did have a delayed, for lack of a better word, hoe phase.
Mm-hmm.
There's benefits of having a delayed whole phase, honestly, because I was more mature.
Okay.
I was more self-aware.
Mm.
I knew my do's and don'ts.
Yes.
And another mistake that I know I made religiously in my 20s is that any small man that showed me attention, that love bombed me small.
Yes.
I was already planning wedding. I had chosen a shwebi gele,
white dress.
I knew the song.
Venue.
The one I've waited for. I was ready.
You were ready.
They. In fact, I'd already seen them coming to my village.
Mm-hmm.
But then when that didn't happen in my 30s, I now completely detached my romantic affairs from that.
Yeah.
And I think in my 20s, another thing is I dated sequentially, like in a more vertical, but now I'm dating more horizontally.
Okay.
I am committed to one person who I have that connection with.
Yeah.
But I'm open to exploring what's out there, of course, within grace and limits.
Mm.
And all I can say with regards to having a sneaky link is you really can't plan for it. It's just an energy that happens. And if you feel comfortable, it happens. And I feel like every woman should actually experience it, because for me it has proved one point. Sneaky links are great, but some of them should just be like a one-night stand.
Okay.
Because I don't think you can continuously experience something sexual with someone and not build an attachment.
Okay. Got it.
There's
a thin line there. You need to be...
The line is almost invisible.
Mm.
That's the thing. And if you're not someone who's emotionally concrete and solid in knowing who you are, you can get lost real quick.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't want a sneaky link. I need to make that very clear. I just wanted to know the thinking that led you there. Because, as you've said, it was a phase.
Yeah.
But maybe now there's a new phase for you.
Maybe.
Because now it's out of your...
Out of my system. Yeah, exactly. It's all exactly. of those things, been there, done that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now the new is coming.
Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah. Wababa.
Wababas.
Yeah.
Mubabers. We are wearing for you.
Please.
Wababas.
Yeah. So that's me. Zaddy. That's me in terms of relationship. Work is work.
Okay.
I don't want to go a lot into that. Mm. A couple of good things happening in there. Like one thing that I do appreciate with my company is that they've recognized my creative talent. And now they're trying to see how they can blend that to my professional being as well. So stay tuned. Some great things coming. Don't want to dish out too much.
Mm.
Of course, as we know, it's the first week of the month, so my village people are attacking me for money. So on top of dealing with breakup, my village people have started with their Bible verses. So basically, that's me in a nutshell this week, Momo.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, but what other things have been happening since we last...
Since we last spoke, you know, me and you talk a lot. And
yes.
Actually, I'd say, like I said earlier on in the podcast, like you're the one person that I feel I don't have to explain my soul to.
Yes.
How many times do I call you and we just cry?
Exactly.
On the phone. And then we end up laughing. I love to know Tamakamasi. I love to know
Tunacheka.
It's just, that's just it. Like, yeah. I've come to the notion that for a very long time, I felt like there was a yardstick in life that I was chasing, or like what perfection looks like.
Yeah.
But as you know, 2020 broke me.
Mm.
Complete. Hey, God.
It broke all of us. Hey. All of us. Oh.
Pandemonium.
Mm-hmm.
Madness. So since then, I extend a little grace to myself.
Yeah.
I'm not very rigid on like, when I fail, I'm like, okay. And then, have you seen that video of that kid who's like spinning, going around, and then she falls? And she's like, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. That's basically how I'm dealing with adulting.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like I put so much pressure on myself, and it was just unnecessary because, as you have seen, you can be here today, tomorrow, or not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's it.
No, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that.
So hoping there will be... Probably, I'm not wishing for a new sneaky link for you. I'm wishing for...
I'm done sneaking.
I want to be shown off.
No.
Yeah, I want that show off phase for you. I want that, you know.
I actually miss it.
Close friends, you're just showing us hand-holding.
You know?
A little bit of a soft lunch.
Giving you KFC pieces, soft lunch, you know. Traveling. I need more stamps on my passport.
Hello? Like, who's taking those pictures?
But let me tell you, and this... Oh, God, if he probably watches this, he's going to know. But there's also a cuteness to a sneaky link.
Okay.
Because there have been situations probably where we're in the same room or in the same club.
Mm.
But because it's just between us, it's like nobody knows. And there's that energy that you guys have from across the room.
Oh. Was there a moment that we were in the same room with him?
Yes.
And you didn't know. You did it!
He's a sneaky link!
That's too sneaky.
Exactly. So there's a joy of knowing like it's this small safe space that's just... you and I.
Yeah.
And I think even if my Mubaba comes, I would probably maintain that aspect. I've done the overt love of the showing off, the posting, the flashback Friday, man crush Monday. And honestly, again, it's like having a sneaky link. It's a phase that you have to do and get through it.
Exactly.
So I don't judge women who are very overt about their love.
Yes.
Probably that's the only way that they know how to show it.
Mm.
But at the same time, I've come to a place of understanding that what the devil does not know, he cannot destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes there's power in privacy. And I think I've found more comfort in that when it comes to my romantic affairs.
I like that. that.
Yeah. So that's me.
No, I want the full shebang.
You want the full shebang?
I want the full shebang.
You do?
I'm craving that. That whole...
It was so funny. There's this guy. We've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
So whenever he's in town, like, we catch up, like, life and stuff and like that. So the other day, we went on a date, I would say, because I told him, like... It's been a while. I'm going through a breakup. I just want to dress up and look pretty and go out. I just want to feel feminine.
Exactly.
Because I was like, I got one, and this is hormonal, I got one strand of hair growing here. And I said, oh God, I'm becoming a man.
No!
It's PCOS. It's normal. Shit happens. And I was like, no, I need to address my feminine energy.
Yeah.
Because now as a woman, I'm not designed to be doing all the things I'm doing. I'm here to be someone's neck. And now I'm doing head and neck.
Yeah, you're doing head, neck, shoulder, knees, and toes.
I'm really tired. I just want to be relaxed and taken care of.
Yeah.
So we went out, and one of my straps of my shoes, I was wearing shoes like yours, was actually like, it wasn't well tucked in. So it kept like hitting his pants. Okay. And he's like, Yvette, please fix your shoe. I'm like, when we sit down, I'll do it. And then he just said, stop. And he came in front of me. And then he went down. And I was like, my heart went down. I was like, what are you doing? What are they? I was like, so this is how women feel when they're going to be proposed to.
You're like, this is it.
I was like, this is
how they feel. I'm getting a tester.
I'm getting teaser. Is God trailer? Is God trying to spiritually tell me that there's something cooking?
Yes.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But it was such a nice feeling. Like, so cute. My heart literally sunk, and I was like, I love that. I want to be in my girl era.
Yes.
This whole strong woman trope. I'm not in that camp. Please don't even ever say, oh, when someone says, Amaka, you're stronger than you.
I'm not.
Weak. I'm very, very weak.
Thank you.
Yes. And I'm okay saying that. And don't judge me for it. That's it.
I love that.
Yeah. So what's happening?
Nothing much, darling. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I've just been chilling. Like I said, I want the whole shebang.
Okay.
I want the whole shebang. I want to be able to meet someone. But then I'm also taking my time.
You should.
Because I feel like I'm just in a phase, especially now, where I have not experienced this. You know?
Because that is so true, Momo.
I've not experienced this. You know, I've been single in Dubai for quite some time. Yeah. I was single before I met my previous ex.
But you're a relationship girl.
I feel that I am.
You are.
I am.
And you thrive in relationships.
I do.
And you bring value. And you're very intentional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend about this the other day because, you know, sometimes when people are talking and they're like, men are this, men are that, I'm like, but listen. I mean, for me, I see the beautiful elements of a relationship.
Me too.
And how you can grow and you can thrive in it.
Me too.
And that's why there are certain times, you know, someone will talk to me about my ex and... You know, I have friends who, when they talk about them, they're pissed about the whole situation. They're like, the way it went down, we're upset about it. But then I'm like, yes, there is an element of me that wants to be upset, but there's a part of me that is truly grateful for him.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, and I don't want to get emotional, but I think of that period we were together with such gratitude. You know, I don't think I would be where I am now if it wasn't for what he contributed to my life, honestly. And I...
Oh, waterworks, waterworks.
Waterworks!
Oh, baby girl.
And because, you know, during that period, there were so many things that happened to me. And life was lifing. Life-lifed.
Of course.
But having that comfort there and that person who supported me through it was so important for me. He helped me through certain phases that I don't think I would have survived if I'd been by myself.
Wow. Wow.
And that's why I say he was God sent.
I love that.
God knew what I needed that season.
Correct.
Because I had such low lows, but he was there to hold me through it. I keep talking about there was a certain time that I was having a panic attack. And I'd never had a panic attack before. I didn't know what I was feeling. I just thought I was going to die or something, you know, because I was so scared. And I called him. He was the first person I called. And he dropped everything. He was having meetings that day. He dropped everything. And he was there to hold my hand and to help me and just talk to me and ensure that I'm going to be fine. So right now, as much as things may not have gone the way we both would have expected.
Correct. People because, grow and change.
Yeah,
it's
people
normal.
Grow and change.
True.
So there's a part of me that's like, yeah, I'm upset about certain things.
Yeah.
But in general, when I look at the whole
picture,
it is gratitude. So for me, I know what a relationship can give.
I agree with you.
100. I know what you can benefit from a relationship when you come home from a long day and you want to just talk to someone.
Speak on it.
It is so, the emotional aspect of it is necessary.
It is.
And us talking, removing the whole, how people are talking about, he needs to pay my bills.
No.
He needs to. There is so much more that you get from having someone who honestly protects you.
Oh.
And not just physically.
Please, the P word again?
Protect.
Thank you.
And it's not just physically. It is emotionally. Mm. It's that emotion. You know, I was talking about it the other day. Rochelle from Everybody Hates Chris, when she'd be like, Mama ain't got 3 jobs. I ain't going to deal with this. That is a level of, you have that certain level of protection.
True.
Because you know, I'm not going to deal with this. I got a man
exactly.
who got 3 jobs.
There's this TikTok trend that has been going on of like, me when I'm around my man, I don't use my brain cells. I don't think because I know he got me.
Yes.
You know? And it's such a beautiful thing to watch. Let me ask you a weird question. Like, what's like one thing a man, like a very stupid but cute thing that the man you're with or someone you're attracted to does that just makes you feel so giddy inside?
What makes me feel giddy?
I'll start.
Oh, please do.
So for me, it's like, because I love wababas. Within the right context, it's not anyone's mbaba or anyone's husband. Mm-hmm. Divorce, something, you know.
Single mubabas.
Single mubabas.
Thank you.
So, like, there's this kamubaba of mine. Like, whenever he's reversing the car, he has the video, whatever, that can show the reverse camera.
But
he's like, I learned how to drive before this.
That's
so
hot.
He always has to look back.
Ooh.
And then he puts his hand behind the chair.
Ooh.
And then he smells good.
Ooh.
And then he just leans. At that point, I'm
shagara bagara.
Or when he's just about to go over a bump and then he holds my thigh.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm going to end up in a maternity ward. I am going to end up in a maternity ward.
That is actually so true.
Like in the morning, like maybe you're making breakfast or something. Hey, morning baby, comes down, is all scruffy. You know that deep bass they have in the morning that just shakes your feminine spirit. Hello.
Good
and
morning.
He's just like, morning, babe. And then he hugs me. And I'm like, oh, but then, babe, did you do this? He's like, I did. I got you, boo. And then he hugs you from the back. I've collected twins.
Those are quadruplets.
Like, those are the small things that just make me feel seen, valid, heard. Like, it's nothing. Those small joys, for me, would be better than a Dior bag.
Ooh.
Honestly.
I think mine are just weird. Mm-hmm. Weird things that make me mush. I like it when someone, you know, notices something that I like, especially a man. Because with women, we are very attentive and, you know, we pay attention.
True.
But I like that thing where someone notices something that I do like and they say, oh, by the way, so for example, this isn't something that my ex just noticed. It's something that I realized that he enjoys to do.
Oh, nice.
So basically, there was a time I asked him, because I came home and he'd already cooked and everything. I'm like, oh, why didn't you wait for me?
Mm.
And he said, no, I cooked because I wanted to impress you.
I got goosebumps.
I just got goosebumps.
I was like,
I matter.
I was like, that's so cute.
I matter. So I like when someone does that. Like, they show
it's
me
intentional
that.
Intentional effort.
It's intentional effort. Mm. Really, really makes me smile. And of course, I like it. I like seeing when men walk. You know, when I look at the back of their.
It's
there's
true.
This thing with the with the physique.
For me, it's the beard.
When
anybody
walk,
who doesn't have a beard, it can never walk between us. That means you did not finish puberty.
No.
I cannot be walking with you and you're looking like a thumb. No. For me, it's the beard. And then with the hug, and then it tickles you. Ooh!
You're like, Lord!
Everyone's like, oh, Maka, you look at me. I'm just... We're crazy.
Hey,
God, please butter our bread. We are ready.
But yeah. Yeah, like I was saying, is that this is a new phase for me now.
Mm.
I've just not experienced Momo being in this stage of her career and then, of course, being in this stage of her life and then being by herself.
Do you feel like the man you're attracted to now or the potential person you would want to be with has changed? Has your spec changed?
Yes.
Has it?
A lot.
Really?
So, yes. So before, if you asked me this, I would just be like, no, I don't have a particular one. It's all about what I feel, etc., which is still there.
Correct.
What I feel is important. But then I started to realize that my relationships, there was a particular type of guy that I liked. The bald, bearded guy was what I was. And I find that attractive still.
Me too.
But now it's very weird because, so I'm liking these lean, not too skinny, but the lean, tall. I've never liked, not too tall.
Not too tall. No, for me,
height has never been
a big thing. You know me, I like my 6 inches.
But for me, it's like just taller than me.
Got it.
Just that, I don't know, that whole faded look, you know, that, you know, the beard. Every time I see it, I'm always like,
oh. Wow, wow.
So that has not happened before. So I've noticed that I've been
open to exploring.
Open to.
Speaking of exploration, I can understand because at no given juncture of my life have I ever imagined myself with a white person. Never. Even when I fantasize, all my men are always black. But now there's a caliber of white boys. That are giving reverse Oreo.
Yeah.
It's like they are white outside, but they're black inside. Ah! It's doing something to me.
You're like...
You're like, hello. Okay,
what's
Gerald.
Your name?
All right.
Okay, Craig
Kingsley.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, Connor.
And for me, Connor.
Hello.
It's so weird you said Connor because there's a Connor I know. Anyway, story for another day.
Okay, Mr. Connor McGregor.
It's like I've never, like white boys, I've never wanted to play with snow. I'm a black coffee girl. And all of a sudden, it's like my spec is like, ah, Yvette, late 30s, we cannot be beggars and choosers. Expand your territory. And now all of a sudden, like, a black guy will pass and I'm like, okay, cute. And then a white guy, I'm like, things will start to do. I'm like, this is a new territory. this is a new energy.
Hello.
And now instead of, in the beginning I was fighting it, I'm like, nah, could never be me. I'm not their spec. They're like all this, like, African, dark, skinny, tall babes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, why not?
Connor,
you know?
Maybe Connor is feeling all of this.
You know?
The blonde hair.
You know, Connor looks like he can do a twist out. He can take out braids. Like he has a spice tolerance.
He has a spice tolerance.
And he can dance R&B.
Hello?
And jam to a piano.
Hello?
Come on. I'm thinking there'll be a cultural exchange soon.
Yeah.
So
that is good. Expanding your options. And I think we need to do that.
I do.
Yes.
I do. Like this, sometimes it's like, don't try and fix the box. Step out. And then see if it actually works for you.
That is nice.
Cool. So allow me to deviate a little bit. Like,
okay.
I doubt there's anybody who does not know you. But anyway.
Okay.
Same WhatsApp. Like, yeah, you see me, you see her.
Exactly.
You see each other.
Exactly. Yeah. You see each other.
Yes. So a little bit for people just to get to know you. I had a few this or that questions.
Okay.
Heels or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Really? But I feel like you've come into your heely phase.
Yes,
recently.
I have. I really genuinely
have.
I'm not wearing heels.
Yes.
I think it's, yes.
There's a look that you had when you wore like boots,
yes.
Leather pants and a top and then you did the pussycat doll hello. Hairstyle and then with the Gen Z glasses.
Yes.
I was like, come on, mama.
I was like, hello.
E for energy. That's it.
Yes. I like sneakers. I like the whole flat whatever it is. But when I'm going out, I want to, you know, put
elevate.
On my heels. I want to elevate,
you know?
As you can clearly see. But yeah.
Heels higher
so
than
you know.
Their standards.
Thank you.
That's where
I'm
we are.
Trying to go out and change my wardrobe and all that. But right now, I think I lean a bit more towards sneakers.
Towards sneakers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I was to plan like a perfect girl's night for you, like, or just like if I say like, Momo, let's just spend the day together. Would you prefer to do something outdoor or indoor?
Indoor.
Indoor.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
I love outdoor.
Yes, you do.
And you know, funny enough, I've never been a beach kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I prefer exploring things that are closer to the beach. I just feel like this
you want the
endless,
water.
Yeah, and also, I love people watching.
Mm.
And there's nothing as interesting as the half-naked people by a beach.
It is the best.
They are crazy. You have the kids who are eating sand. The couple that probably is there with his girlfriend, but his other girlfriend is sitting two cabanas away. Like, humans are just an interesting
exactly.
group of people, honestly. Mm-hmm. So that has changed a little bit for me. Mm. Okay. This one is a bit obvious, but I'm going to ask, tea or wine?
Wine.
Can never be you.
Momo? Tea for life, yes. Honey.
Tea
for life.
Let me ask you, like, I find this very interesting about you. Like, is it that alcohol was just never your thing, or how did you come to this realization that you're just like, you're one of the few Kenyans. You're a unicorn.
Yes.
Because if Kenyans can do two things, is run and drink.
Thank you.
Yeah. So has alcohol just never fascinated you?
This is the thing, is that people, I can have a drink.
Okay.
And I can, it all depends on the event. Okay. If you're like having a birthday and we're taking shots, I'll take the shot.
Okay.
Because I don't like being like a party pooper.
That's cute.
And I like that. I want to enjoy that. Mm. But I just don't like the taste.
For real?
I just don't like it. It's very spirity. It's like
methylated spirit.
Methanol. Why would I want to drink methanol by choice?
By choice.
For free, just like that. Mm. It's very spirity. I don't like it. I've said this to other people, and they come to me and they say, okay, I'll help you find one that's not a spirit. I'm like, no, they all taste the same to me. Even the ones where they're like, it only has blah, blah, blah alcohol percentage. They taste the same.
To you.
And it's the smell, it's the taste. I just don't like it.
I think that's how I feel about seafood.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I had a bad experience when I was younger. Mm. And ever since anything seafood, like even when they are doing the fillet, I don't know, removing the everything, anything seafood.
You don't want to see
it,
that.
I don't want to see it.
Mm. No. To them.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
No. Yeah, so that's me with alcohol. I can definitely have a taste. I can definitely have a glass. Mm. But there are moments where I've gotten drunk, of course.
Really?
Yes.
Are you like a lightweight? Of course
yes,
you are.
Yes, of course I am. Okay. Of course I am.
Is it kuna damu sugu?
Hey, right? Mimi took one drink.
I love you!
Yes, and then I'm a happy drunk. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I get into I become a very happy,
I'm a
happier
mom.
Drunk.
I'm a mom. When I'm drunk, I want to take care of everyone. I'm like, your breath.
Mom. Yeah, you're like,
your armpits. Perfume, you're this. I take care of you, and then sometimes it comes as overbearing.
Mm.
But those people who understand me just get
they're like, she's just drunk.
It's like, I'm drunk.
No, mine is terrible. I think I'd just flirt with everyone. Mm. Be like, oh, you're hot, you're so cute. Oh my god,
Can I touch your skin?
Yes, that's me.
It's so velvety.
That is me. It almost got me in trouble in Argentina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Argentinians love wine.
Oh. Yes, and so pot wine.
Exactly. So every time we would go out, they would be like, taste this. And I was like, oh, I'm traveling, let me explore. And I was having alcohol, and there was this one night I was...
You were litty.
I was litty.
You were litty.
And these Argentinian boys are so...
Hey!
Zeus!
God the creator. God can
create. I was like,
God can create.
Yes.
I have understood. They were
created.
Yeah, they were made.
They were created.
And when
I
had. Soil was moist.
And then it was so funny. Oh my gosh, I'm going to tell all my business. I met this one guy who, out of all the people I would meet in Argentina, his brother lived in South Africa. He had done this tour in Africa, and he was just like, he loves black people. And I was like, I'm black.
Hello.
I'm like, hello.
M for Maureen, and for Melanie.
I had to just run away.
Yeah.
Sense kicked in.
Immediately. You're,
it had to kick
in. I hate it when that happens.
Exactly.
It's like an internal battle. Like,
yes.
Should I?
You're having that conversation.
You
That's
know.
With me.
You know. Like, should I risk it
should
all?
Should I or not? Eh?
You only live once.
But hey,
I know what you mean. I feel you.
So I have my moments where I've had alcohol. Mm. I know how it feels. I also don't like the feeling afterwards. I don't like that whole hangover thing.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
I get you. Like, hangovers can be very brutal. Mm. The older you get, they feel like minor surgeries. So. Don't know why we do this shit to ourselves. But anyway, I'm still going to have one drink today.
Exact, man.
Yalla, you only
I'm going to
once.
Have my tea.
You know?
So thank you.
So let's talk about some trending topics.
Yes, please. What has been happening, Amaka?
You wanted to share something that made you laugh this week.
Let's talk about our superstar Somali trucker. What in the world? You know, I've never read anything like
that. A whole country.
As in?
Olympics.
You know, when you watch that video, someone sent it to me that morning. And they're like, oh, Somali, whatever, puts his knees, whatever. So as I'm looking, I think it was who won? Was it, I don't remember.
I think it was wearing, Jamaica or US.
One of those ones.
Yeah.
So I was looking at this chick. Mm. So I'm thinking, oh, the Somali, blah, 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 added, put his knees, and his knees won.
Yes.
But then the video was going on. You know,
first of all, when I saw her weight. God forgive me.
Did you see when she was walking towards them?
Like, I felt it.
And then she didn't even know how to get ready.
I know.
She was like, she's looking at.
The gunshot was like trauma.
Tear gas.
Maandamano.
And then, sis. You know, when I was watching it, I thought. When I saw it, I wasn't thinking. I was just thinking, oh, Somali, blah, blah, blah. So I was looking at the winner.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing that this chick cross the finish line. But then the video is still going on. The camera.
And this chick is... It was the breathing at the end.
And the skip.
I swear, the skip. The skip. Yeah, she actually skipped after. True. And you know the worst part? The media didn't even give her attention. Like, that was such a media moment. It was not...
No, my good sis.
Hey, sis.
My good sis.
Sis needed a stamp on her passport.
Wait.
No, the other day I saw, like, one of my friends, Koi, shout out Koi. She went, they had a flight. She works for one of the airlines here. Mm. They had a flight to Mogadishu. And I was like, no offense. Like, I've seen the Somali airport before.
Mm.
It was like a tent,
mm-hmm.
literally. Like, the luggage was being just thrown on the
how
ground.
Whoa.
Yeah, mm. how? Any. And then now, like, there's a proper, and she's like, yo, the place has really changed. It's really developing. So I think they're slowly trying to, but they're trying.
She's a runner, she's a track star.
Where? No, it was not funny.
That was the funniest.
It was crazy. It was hilarious.
All morning.
But you know what? Now people are talking about Somalia.
Exactly.
So it just goes to show that there's no news. There's no bad publicity.
There's no bad publicity.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Hey, my goodness.
It is what it is. Yeah.
What a wow.
Are we going to watch Barbie? It's coming out on the 10th.
Yes. So we are going to ensure that we're
Should we wear pink?
We should,
right?
You know how excited I am.
Oh, no, we have to. Like, this is such a big millennial moment for all of us. And for me, as someone who didn't have a Barbie doll growing up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I had this friend called Maya. She was rich, like one of my mom's rich friends.
Mm.
She had like 10 Barbies.
Oh, wow.
So then there was one day. We came, I think we had come from like a center or somewhere. So, of course, they were like, drop them. They were staying up on Riara Road. Drop them and then we went home.
Yeah.
As we were staying in South B. Then one of her Barbie dolls fell.
Mm-hmm.
So I got home and I was like, I took the doll with me. So my mom, nikaikanyage ile kistero. Kutokana kwa gari, slide. Unakwambia wacha Miriana ipate. Do you know, I had to write a composition. I'm sorry for taking your doll 100 times. And then I had to return it. The worst part, Auntie Jean was like, it's okay, she can keep the doll. My mom said no.
No.
So I have trauma from Barbie doll. That's why I'm loving this new African collection. And I think I'll just collect for the sake of collecting.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I would. Like, this is such a full circle moment for me.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it. But you know, the thing that I applaud that people have seen the effort that has been put into the whole marketing of the film.
Ooh.
But I just feel like it's a bit risky because I was listening to a podcast and they're saying, but it hasn't done anything on Barbie doll sales.
Oh, really?
Yes. So the brand is prevalent, but it hasn't had an impact on moving goods.
Oh, wow.
So like the marketing guy was saying that the goal was not to move the dolls.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was actually to bring people back to the cinema.
Mm.
Because post-pandemic, screens are getting smaller. People are watching Netflix on their phones, yes, on their iPads.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Z is already gone. Them, they don't even like. They're not big on cinema experiences and all that. Who is the generation that can actually bring it back? It's boomers who probably never even played with Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
Us millennials are the ones who played with Barbies. And now we have the spending capacity.
Yes.
So this was actually to revive the cinematic industry. And I was like, wow, I didn't even think that far about it. But and they can see, like, this is, they've had record-breaking weeks since Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Open Barbie or Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer. Well, yeah, I saw a meme today that said Barbenheimer the numbers have reached 1 billion. So 700 million from Barbie, 300 million from Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
And then someone commented, like, this is not a group project.
There was that guy who on one side had a pinstripe suit and on one side had a pink outfit. Oh, I was like, that's my Halloween outfit for this year.
That is so
cool. That is my Halloween outfit for this year.
Or the other one, I saw when people were, they were all wearing pink. It's a whole big group.
Yeah.
And they're at the cinema and the person just asked them, which movie are you going to watch? And they're all standing there, guys and girls in pink. And they're like,
have you been living under a rock?
Hello.
But yeah, it's also brought back being girly.
Yes.
Yeah. Because like as much as I'm a huge fan of Gen Z drip, Gen Z wears, as my friends call it. These are Gen Z wears.
Gen Z wears.
Yeah, whenever we go shopping, Maka, you should be dressing elegantly. These are Gen Z wears. As much as I embrace that, they're a bit too relaxed for me.
Mm.
You know, like even when I see some of my Gen Z colleagues when they come to work.
Yes.
It's a tad too short or too tight.
Mm.
Like there's too no, casual. But yeah, it's too casual.
Yeah.
They don't have that Jessica Pearson suit look.
Yes.
That will make them pop.
Hello, Jessica Pearson.
You know what I mean? Mm. So I'm glad that Barbie has brought that back.
Yes.
And yeah, let's go watch it.
We're going to be in our pink.
Yes.
Should we make it like an Anamaka and her viewers thing?
Yeah, we should actually.
In Dubai thing.
You
like
know.
We should all meet up and we should
yeah,
all be
let's
in
invite
pink.
A couple of people. Ooh. Done. It's a deal. I'll set up the group.
We have to look gorgeous.
Let's. Life is for living, my sister, I beg. We
amazing.
Must live this life.
I'm so excited.
No full stop, no comma. We go going. Yeah.
What other thing has happened?
Mm.
Kiki Palmer.
Oh,
hey.
Let me tell you, there's something that happened in her body.
Hey.
That pregnancy.
It did things.
But you remember, Momo, when I was telling you
that
when you're a pregnant woman and when you have PCOS and you get pregnant, it clears your acne. Do you remember I told you this thing years ago?
Yes, and you said that. And you said, yes, you did.
And it actually works like, I asked one of my gynecologist doctor, as you all know, I work in healthcare. There's no health. It's not scientifically proven, but it's like when you're carrying life, it's like it rebalances your entire, your organs, your hormones and all that. Because our girl is slaying.
She is slaying. She looks so beautiful.
It's like having a baby was like that one last thing she needed to do before she's set free.
Exactly.
And I'm here for that.
And, you know, she's turned 30.
Mm.
She is just entering into womanhood, you know? And as someone who's now gaining a bit of weight, you want to dress in certain ways that you probably wouldn't have dressed before. And there's that level of confidence that comes with it. You know, sometimes you'd see something and be like, oh, I would never wear that. Yeah. But now you're like,
why not, coconut?
Why not?
Yeah.
Let me try this.
You know, the other day I was doing a cleanse in my closet and I realized, I was like, am I into prostitution? Yvette Kikuyu, it's either it's extremely ratchet.
Yes.
or rich auntie vibes. Exactly. I don't have an in-between. You'll either find me in a jumpsuit with no back, just covering the nipples, or a dera. Those nice rich auntie booboos. I don't have central. Besides corporate, like,
there's nothing. We're going all out or nothing
girl.
At all.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was not born with clothes. So exactly. I'm actually doing you guys a favor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're just getting back to your roots.
So I love it when I see girls owning themselves. Of course, I kind of have a limit. I have a line that I don't push. Because for me, I don't believe in body positivity. I believe in body acceptance.
Okay.
I accept that this is what makes me comfortable.
Yes.
I don't want to be in a situation where I'm like pulling.
Yeah, you're
dress.
Uncomfortable.
No. That for me already impacts my confidence.
Yes.
I want to sit with my back straight. I want to look good. Mm-hmm. I want to be poised.
Yes.
I want to feel like I'm in control.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like each time someone looks at me, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. No. So I applaud people who are there for body positivity, but at the same time, There's a line because like, as much as, and I know this might come out the wrong way and they might cancel me, the way Lizzo dresses up, are you trying to tell me there are certain rooms and corners that people are not putting a side eye?
Speaking about Lizzo.
Let's go there.
Speaking about Lizzo.
Let's go there.
And everything that is happening right now.
It's mad.
What is, I just have so... I didn't even know what was happening until I read a post where someone said, I think it's one of the accusers.
She made people eat a banana.
Don't even go
there.
Yeah,
let's not go
Don't even go there because I was like, yes, she was body shaming. I'm like, oh my God.
Momo, we're going to hell.
I'm like, girl.
There's some topics you should just let them slide. Don't even contribute.
You have gone through all of this bullying.
Exactly. And then now you're the perpetrator.
But there's another interesting thing that has also happened.
Okay.
When the allegations came out.
Okay.
There were people, of course, who were defending her.
Mm. Standard.
And someone in the comments said, if it was a man who was reported to do this with his subordinates or his employees, the majority of us would not be defending him.
We'd have cancelled him.
We'd have cancelled him.
It's so true. And allow me to pause you there. We had this conversation with my friend the other day and was like, there's so many double standards gender-wise now, you know? And so, for example, I was speaking to one of my friends and he said this girl was all on him. Mm. And then the more she got drunk, the more annoying she got with her aggression.
Mm.
Of like, oh, but you're so cute and I want you. Why don't you want me?
Yeah.
And then now she started throwing a tantrum.
Mm.
She's just being a nuisance just because this guy is not matching the energy. And she's a pretty lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to the guy and she's like, why don't you like me? Are you gay?
Mm.
It's like... you're just not my type.
Exactly. Must I want you?
Because I'm not accepting your advances, you automatically assume I'm gay.
It's not that
I have a preference.
Spec.
Why are you a gay?
Uh-huh.
I am a gay.
Why are you a gay?
Do you understand?
Yes.
And I was like, that's actually really true. Like, we always castigate men for not being able to take rejection, but we don't do a good job at it either.
Oh, we struggle with it. We really struggle with it.
Because we're so used to be chosen, to being chosen, that when we are actually choosing and then we're rejecting, it's like, but I'm doing you a favor. How dare you?
Yeah, now it's like you're a broke ass.
Exactly.
And it's so funny because these are the topics that we have now.
Mm.
And you know, just not veering too far off from the Lizzo topic, but it's almost like, you know, if men, you know, men have to fit this idea that we have, but then when they want us to fit into the idea that they have, they're narcissistic, toxic, insecure people, you know? So that is
a whole nother podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole
but
other podcast.
But yes, the whole Lizzo thing just shocked
me.
Hey?
It shocked
me. Lizzo Majameni. If you don't know what's happening, there are a few of Lizzo's former employees who've come out and have said that she was, you know, it was a toxic work environment, basically, and she didn't treat them with respect. And there are a bunch of other stuff you should just go read.
Just Google it. Google is your friend.
It's nasty.
Yeah, it's very nasty.
Yeah, so true. Lizzo is one.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot about pop culture. Remind me, what other things have
been
happening?
I don't think, is there anything that has happened that's trending? Oh.
Davido and Chioma.
Oh, yes. They had a baby. I'm so happy. Like, and I'm glad, like, I posted it. Everyone was like, are you sure this is her baby? I said, that's a very big baby. I was like, people don't just post immediately after birth.
Hey, I'm a talker.
The baby has been here for a while, maybe a month or two. But yeah, she finally had a baby. I'm so happy. Mm. You know, frankly speaking, for me, I think Davido is one man that I've just accepted with all his flaws.
Davido Chioma.
I don't know. Maybe it's
Chioma, tell us.
I don't know if it's the Scorpio energy, but I get it. I understand
him. You understand him.
He annoys me sometimes because, like, what was that? What was that baby got pregnant? Like, that girl is just... But you know what? Yondo dawa yake ndo. The next time he thinks about doing such bullshit, he will remember this disgrace and he will pinch himself and say, if I carry shame for my head again, who sent me?
Shame.
My village people will be working overtime. So I think in a way it had to get that bad for him to come to his senses. But also I see the humility that came with loss. Mm. I respect that he took space to grieve.
Yeah.
And that he came back guns blazing. Mm. Like, to me, Davido will annoy me sometimes with these antics, but I love him for free.
Mm.
Actually, one of my dreams is to sit down and have an interview with him. I just...
From your mouth to God's ears.
I find it very fascinating how someone who comes from such a high pedigree of life can resonate with loneliness so deeply.
Mm.
Like, for what he has been through, how he grew up, the quality of life he was exposed to, how he can relate to the other side is deep.
Yeah.
There's something about him in there that I just... Davido, as you can see, I'm a super fan.
Okay, Chioma.
Yeah.
Chioma too.
She's my sister. She's Chioma. Mwaka. We move.
Mm. Amazing.
Blue Ivy.
Oh!
Like, this girl has blossomed before our eyes.
She's the cutest. Oh, my goodness.
I remember in the first, when they first went on tour, and the first episode, you could see she was shy.
Yes.
She was this.
It was very stiff.
She's very stiff. And people are like, she got her father's dancing.
Uh-huh.
And that, there's one person, we literally went in on each other in the DM. I'm like, you can't talk that. Then people commenting, this girl, she's just dancing up and down. When is she ever in school?
First of all, it's summer.
Yeah, number one. Number two, the school comes to her.
I am pretty sure that they are not struggling with, she's missing the curriculum. No.
Poverty mindset. Do you understand? Poverty mindset.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
She'll be fine. We need to be more abundant.
Yes. I'm sure she'll
be okay. And just see her with that, her missing school right now. Her net worth is more than you and your PhD and your master's and your BS.
And right now it's the experience that she's getting. Correct. Can you imagine? And sometimes whenever I look at her, I'm always trying to picture what Beyonce feels when she's there with her baby.
I love it for me, honestly, I feel like succession planning is one thing that is not given the value it deserves. Mm. I've seen huge conglomerates, monarchs, and things dying just because there was no succession planning.
Mm.
It wasn't done properly. And then now with this rebellious nature that we have, I mean, we have Prince Harry and, you know, Meghan as well.
Mm.
But I feel like I would rather, if I was to be born into a family that has been blessed with a certain gift or talent or business, I would rather step into those shoes.
Yes.
And then pick and choose if it's for me or not.
Exactly. And get to experience it.
Because already it's been set. The table has been set.
It has. matters.
I just have to pick the spoon
just
and chew.
Just go. Be a nipple baby.
That's it.
People always complain about nipple babies. She only got that because her mom is... Then, yeah, I mean...
Sorry if your mother did have...
I'm sorry. Yeah, if sorry. I work hard, I will want my children to enjoy the fruits of my labor.
Exactly. And that's one thing I respect about the Kardashians as well. Hello. Regardless of how tacky they go about it, it's a business family, a family business that works.
Exactly.
And it's built out of nothing. Thin air.
Hello.
Nothing.
Who wants their children to suffer? Who wants their family to suffer?
Thank you.
No one.
Thank you.
So I just love seeing her. She's so cute. And every time I say, I'm always like, Beyonce must be so proud.
I know.
Because she's literally just grown. She's so confident.
Very.
You know, she seems like such a sweet girl. True. I love seeing her. I just absolutely
Do you think they're going to give us that concert on Netflix or Prime?
Yes, I think so.
Because the camera people have been walking around.
Beyonce, I think she is like a business-minded woman.
Of course.
She's
you know, Blue Ivy is hired as an employee. Blue Ivy is making money on that set.
Hey, and she's making money. Hey, she's working for every single cent she's being given. No?
I saw a video that calculated like what her earnings at the second on the second after she was born.
Yeah.
Jay-Z registered a company and... named as an employee. So she's been earning a salary which goes into an investment. And that money on its own, there's a guy who calculated it and said for the amount that Jay-Z is putting in every month, that's tax-free because it's within a tax-free bracket, she'll probably have about like $65 million from that money by the time she's like 40. Sorry to to depress you a little, but yeah.
Let's just continue.
Yeah, let's just continue. Let's continue. Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
So, what are you many confused?
Anyway.
It just confused me.
We've rigamaroled and everything. So, now that we're coming to the end of this beautiful edition, as I said, Momo is going to be a common phenomena on this show. To the first of many. Get used to this laugh, this body, this smile, this melanin, everything.
All of it.
She'll be gracing us with her presence.
Hello.
So today, let's just take a quick tour of your life in Dubai. Like, how did you end up here? When did you come? And like, I guess the first question I would want to ask you, if you could summarize your experience so far in Dubai in one word, what would it be?
Transforming.
Hey!
That is Transformers. Transformers 5.
The Momo that showed up at the airport with her suitcase.
And the one who's here now.
If she could look back and look at that girl, what would she tell her?
Oh my goodness. Ooh! I'm not even going to go there because I might cry.
Oh,
but
as you can see, that,
exactly.
I told you that's our thing.
Emotions, yeah. Emotion, so emotion.
It's just emotions taking me over.
But one thing I would tell that girl is not to be afraid to be herself, because I think that has been my biggest fight. It's being myself and just sitting and being comfortable. With being myself and in the way, living life the way that I am.
Okay.
You know, in the way that I like, you know, and not trying to fit into certain spaces. That is what I can tell her. Just be comfortable being yourself.
Amazing.
You know? So my journey here, of course, started in, actually my journey started in 2020. When did I graduate? Oh my goodness, how old am I? 2013 is when I graduated and I came to Dubai for like a week. It was a gift from my mom.
Oh, nice.
So I came to Dubai and I loved it. And that's when I was like, I could feel it in my spirit that this is where I was supposed to be. I knew that I was going to be here. So in 2014 is when my journey started. Of course, it was bumpy. We've discussed that. We'll discuss that at a later time. But it was very bumpy. But, you know, coming here, reconnecting with you again. You know, starting that journey, I started off in a hotel, working in front office.
Maureen has stories from hotels.
I have stories! Front office. And then, of course, again, you stepping in and me being able to move.
It wasn't me. It was my mom.
Exactly.
I was just fulfilling what she
promised. Aunt Marianne was like, get that girl out of that hotel, honey. So, of course, with Aunt Marianne stepping in and you stepping in. And then, of course, I moved to the company where we worked. I don't know if I should mention it here.
Yeah.
But we moved to that company where I got into recruitment, stayed there for a while. And then, of course, 2019... everything happened.
True.
And we were all just scattered.
Everywhere.
We were scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's when my journey got, 2020 is when I got into startups and, you know, just diving fully into recruitment. Mm. And then here I am.
Okay, so you could say, like, I think for me, you have more of, like, progression vertically.
Mm.
I feel like I have progression horizontally.
Okay.
And probably that's what, remember I called you the other day and I was like, I just saw one of our colleagues who was a junior to me driving a big Range Rover.
Uh-huh.
And then I went and stopped on LinkedIn. I saw one director.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Jesus Christ, am I not deserving? Am I?
No, you are.
And I called
so
you, Mama,
deserving.
And I'm like, am I wrong for feeling jealous? And you're like, no.
No, you're not.
Feel your feelings, girl.
Feel your feelings. Yeah. Because I always believe that, you know, envy or jealousy, it's not towards that person. Mm. But it is that journey and that thing which we want for ourselves.
Correct.
And so it's a sign of maybe this is a direction I need to explore.
True.
And I think you have reached that phase now where you're like, no, this is what I am deserving and I'm going
Correct.
To run after it.
Intentionally.
Hello.
And
you deserve it.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. One word describing your startup experience.
It's already in my head. Hell.
Hell.
It was hell.
Hell.
Honestly.
Like, some of these companies, like, they come with so much vim. And that's another part hell. That I don't like about this whole great place to work.
Unicorn.
And then you Damn. How you package everything online to look like perfection. But inside.
It's rubbish.
You're
it's hollow.
You're fattening a dead cow.
It is hollow. And, oh my gosh, again, I was having a conversation with a friend and I said, it will be very tough for me to go back into that space.
Me too.
But the only way I can go back to that space is if it is, I am an owner.
Mm.
Or if it is owned by the person I am in a very serious relationship with.
Yeah.
That's the only way I would leave where I am to go and build that person's company.
I guarantee you majority of these startups, anything that was created from 2016, I doubt they will even get to 2026.
It's really tough. You
it's
know,
crazy.
And most of them, what has happened is that they've made money, yes.
Yeah.
But it's only for those who started those companies who've left with that money.
Or you know, startup is giving long-term scam. Let's be very careful.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. But go and look for this documentary called Super Pumped.
Mm.
The story of Uber. And then look for We Crashed, the story of WeWork.
I watched that
one. And
then
we will discuss them on our next episode.
We'll next discuss on
yes.
the next one. Perfect.
That element of speed.
Yes.
Speed. Mm. I know.
It benefits those at the top. It's
Correct.
Almost like a form of a pyramid scheme, I would say.
Girl.
Having worked there.
Speak
and
on it.
It's almost.
Speak on it. It is.
Almost. You know.
It's borderline. Illegalese language is. They have known which dots,
yes.
which I's to dot and
exactly.
which T's to cross.
Exactly.
So that it doesn't,
you know,
malinger.
They're those good ones that are, you know.
And those good ones, actually, I feel, are the ones that are not so driven about scaling. They know they've identified a niche. And even
yes.
in that small boutique aspect, they can still serve.
Yep.
And they grow in terms of net worth, not in terms of numbers, geography, this, that. No, all these hullabaloo business terms that have
exactly.
now come in, CMRR, MRR, all these.
And I've seen them. And I have seen those startups that are focused on, you know, being able to add value
Correct.
First
Correct.
And establish their foundation.
Correct.
As opposed to, oh, we need to go here and expand here
True.
And do this.
Like,
no.
you haven't even hacked this market. Why are you expanding?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
And then you're, my gosh, I can speak about this all day because I feel like some of them are just playing with people's lives.
Correct.
Especially those who hire people and put them in these jobs. They're gambling with people's
it
lives.
It is a huge
and,
gamble. No.
You don't want me to go there, but
no.
okay. We'll leave that for another day.
Okay, so if I was to, let's just close our eyes and like look into the future a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
5 years from now, what is ideally the life that Momo wants to live?
I want to be a mom.
Momo!
Oh. That came from the heart, honey.
Girl, I got goosebumps.
I do. I want to be
oh
a mom.
Oh, my God.
I think I feel I'm ready. I've really toyed with the
idea.
I want to. I think I'll be an amazing mom.
No, not think. I know you will be an amazing
mom. I'll be an amazing mom.
You will.
I am I'm really looking forward to that. Mm. And I hope it happens sooner rather than later.
I'm seeing a villa. I'm seeing a nice big car. I don't know why I'm seeing mixed race babies. I don't know why. I'm in the spirits.
You're seeing it.
I'm seeing a nice big caramel fro, gingerling hair with curls. Ooh. And you'll be like, come here! You know, I'm seeing it for you. I'm seeing it for you, Mama.
Mixed babies.
And I don't know why I'm seeing like a not-for-profit organization that helps like women who have had kids and are looking to go back into the workplace.
Ooh.
And you're guiding them.
That is so interesting.
And then I'm still seeing us doing this on a bigger scale, like a proper talk show.
Hey!
I'm seeing it for you.
You have seen it.
My sister, I'm in the spirit.
You're in the spirit. You're speaking from the spirit room. Hello.
I'm in the realm now. I'm not amongst you people. I'm seeing it.
Yeah, that's me. 5 years, that's what I would, I'm definitely seeing for myself.
I love it.
But let's see.
Let's see. I am so excited for you. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for being a real friend. Mm. And I know you've said that being comfortable in who you are. And I think you're one person who taught me through our ups and downs. Because I remember, like, we had our situation. And when we got over it, I was like, Momo, like, for reparations, just so I know what not to do in the future. What did I do wrong? And you're like, I was going through stuff. You actually didn't do anything wrong. And I was like, sometimes it's okay to let people go through those things. So you taught me that. And another thing that I will never, ever forgive you for, even with my dyslexia, Momo, you made me fall in love with reading. Like, every time I'm on Audible and I'm listening to a book, I always, like, whisper a small prayer for you. So thank you so much. So thank you so much for that.
No, thank you, darling. Yeah. Thank you for this experience. I think one of the things that I'm so grateful for you for, and this is something that you actually don't know. Last year I was doing a course for career women and you know, focusing on what you want in your career for the next few years.
Yeah.
And there was a particular section because it was a workbook we were working through for a period of time. And they asked, who are the three women who've influenced you?
Okay.
In you know, and you have to veer away from, my mom, you know, but who are the women who have impacted you? And I actually mentioned your name. And I said, one of the things that I admired about you so much is your presence. You are who you are, no matter where you come, whole and full. And, you know, at the end of that exercise is where, you know, we sit down with the instructor and they say those things you admire in someone are the things that you feel like you need to work on yourself and focus on. And that, writing that down, I still have that list. Writing that down is what helped me over the past 1 year come into the woman that I am now, is seeing who you are and how you show up into the world.
Yani mama amesema tuwezi maliza podcast bila kulia. Atuko
tumelia, karibu 1 hour atuko tumelia.
Sasa hata zangu zinaweza kuanguka.
1 hour atuko tumelia, it was coming.
I'm excited.
So thank you.
I am excited and thank you. Receive your flowers. Thank you for giving me my flowers.
Yes.
Too many more. This has been Dubai Diasteries. I'm your host, Yvette Kikuyu.
And I'm Momo.
See you on the next one.
Bye.